the band headlining the Sneaky Possum that night, which is Belvedere, a four-piece post-punk and post-hardcore band from right here in Eora, Sydney. Their new album, At Rest, came out just 2 days ago. It's their debut album, but it's also their final album. So happy, sad times for Belvedere fans out there. But right now, I've got Felix Ali. Sorry. Yeah. Felix, Ollie, and Alex, I should say, in the studio to talk about their new album. Felix, Ali, and Ollie, I can say it correctly. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
How's it going? Yeah.
Good. It's great. I'm glad I got your names correct in the end. So At Rest is your second non-single or extended release, I guess you could say. And you spoke a little bit off mic about how the release was both a long time coming and a mad dash to the finish. How does it feel to finally have the album out there?
Pretty surreal. I think that the reality is that when you're doing such a large body of work like this, you go through quite a bit of growth as people. So you kind of look back at some of the things that you started with and wonder, geez, like how far have we kind of grown from when we started? But you don't want to tinker with it because you did it like that for a reason. So it kind of feels kind of surreal to look back on some of the songs and, yeah, see that, wow, like they kind of stand up to the stuff that we're doing now and the things that we just finished the album doing. It's, yeah, it's surreal to see them all together and now people are experiencing them.
Yeah, awesome. And the two singles off this album as well, did you always expect, did you know that they would be kind of a part of, you know, the full album?
Well, no, like we definitely didn't think there would be the singles or anything. We kind of, when we first wrote the album, we kind of went down to Avoca. Ollie has a place there. We wrote as many songs as we could in about 2.5 days. And I think we came out with like maybe 15. One of those ended up being The Sun that we recorded with Bennett's Grove. And then, yeah, we kind of had a couple demos and we were like, oh, these are going to be the singles. Like, this sounds so good, blah, blah, blah. Come to recording. We kind of like, yeah, we learned to like hate some that we thought were great. We kind of like grew to love others that we thought were maybe not going to be that like bigger sort of song. And I think, yeah, originally we thought Greyhound was going to be the big single because it was like the most fleshed out when we started. But yeah, once we kind of did Seconds and we did Close Enough, we were like, these feel the most representative of our growth. And I think the kind of thing, a great way to open our final album.
I also found that like when we were playing shows, people kept coming up and being like, What's that song that you play like second in? And I really like that one. And every time it was Close Enough.
That is
every time people walked up and said, I don't know that one. I kind of like that one.
That's exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not in a band, but I'm if I was in a band, I'd feel like, thank you so much. Now, again, At Rest is your first album, but it's also your last. I was wondering if we can expect anything different or whether there are any big emotions for your upcoming tour, given it's the last time, at least for the foreseeable future, that we'll be seeing Belvedere on the touring circuit.
Definitely, yeah. I think, obviously, like, we love live shows. We're, as much as we don't play heaps, and definitely not compared to a lot of the gigging artists that we sort of surround ourselves with, we're probably pretty lazy in that aspect. But we're mellow. But we love live shows. Like, we always try and give 100%. And I think the new album lends itself a lot to that. Is that thing of, now that we've kind of got our live show and we know what we're comfortable with, we're like, well, what works with that? And yeah, being able to get in the crowd and do that kind of stuff, as well as a lot of production. Like, we're at a point now where, because we're headlining, we kind of know what venues we're playing in. We can have a lot of these extra instrumentations that we've introduced on this album, and we'll be able to sort of have them on backing track and that kind of thing, as well as, yeah, because it's your own show, you can be like, oh, well, we know in advance what we're planning on doing.
Yeah.
And we can kind of call on some friends for certain things and bring people up to do vocals. Like, we were lucky enough to work with Charles Conabucci on this last album. So planning to have him hopefully join us if he's nice enough to us. But
he will be. He's nice to you.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot going on, and then hopefully some exciting visual stuff for our final show.
All in, I think, the hopes of making people feel those emotions that we feel in the songs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's such a, it'll be, the, you know, I think that you're right, Felix, there's so much that has kind of grown, and since it's our headlining kind of tour, we get to be a bit more creative and what's the word I'm looking for? Like not aspirational, ambitious with the show. And I think that we haven't played a majority of these songs. No one had heard us play at all before release. I think
I still haven't heard myself play.
Yeah, we haven't played a lot of them in the room together all at once. We've all played our individual parts, but yeah, it's going to be. So I think there's a lot of, you know, it's the album coming out, being able to play those songs is really exciting. But I think we're all a little sad, maybe a little nervous. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that feels nervous about finally getting out and playing them live.
I think you feel nervous because you're in charge of a lot of the like technical shit. No, I don't know. I feel like on your like note of like where the emotions are and where, like, it'll definitely be sad, but I think we all kind of went through that.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago when we were doing the album, we went through the Yeah, so I think it's like it'll be sad, but I think it's mostly just going to be really fun.
Yeah, different. Well, it sounds like you guys need to practice this week.
The acoustic stuff, I think.
I think we're good for the acoustic stuff.
We just need to then workshop the like big band.
Yeah. It's like we know how to play it all, but it's like how do you play it? Like, we're not a band that just wants to play exactly what we recorded. We've like never done that. We've always been like the live show always has, you know, that much energy, and that's something that I think we've always prided ourselves on, and it's a lot of why people like our music. I think inherently there is so much post-punk, you know, whatever you want to call it, music out there that it's kind of like if we were just a recording band, I don't think we would stand out as much. I think a lot of what we've achieved is through our live shows, and yeah, I think that's the big thing. I also definitely know that I'm terrified for these shows purely because the amount of cardio that goes into the like running around and having to jump off some pretty like
high stages. I don't think you've ever screamed as much as you have in this album.
Yeah, this album is definitely like the heaviest, so it's going to be a lot of lung work.
I think that's proof that anyone listening right now should get tickets to the Belvedere show, which is happening this Saturday at the Sneaky Possum. You can get your tickets on the 2SER website. I'll upload them after I do the show. I don't have a million hands. I can't do everything at the same time. Moving on. I'm going to play a song right now from Belvedere. This one is called Greyhound, which, as mentioned before, was initially going to be a single, but was not because people were such big fans of other songs, but that's not discounting how good this song is. So this track right here is called Greyhound. It's 6:55. You're tuned into Newfangled right now.
I'm running.
right there by Belvedere. That's off their new album, At Rest, which came out on Friday. And I've got Belvedere in the studio right now here to chat about that album and some of the tour dates that they will be touring on in Sydney in the upcoming months. They've got two in Sydney. The first one is this Saturday at the Sneaky Possum. And once again, you can get your tickets on the 2SER website. That will be up in a couple of hours. And there's another show as well on the 16th of August at the Vanguard. So if you see them this Saturday and you think that they're so good, then you can catch them again. But that will be the last time that you can ever see them, or at least again for the foreseeable future. So make sure you don't miss out, especially if you're a fan of that song, Greyhound. And I was listening to that song and again the whole album, and it kind of sounds like the vocals on it were recorded in maybe like recorded in a well. It sounds really cool. That was one of my first thoughts when I heard it. Alex, I was wondering if you could walk us through some of the recording processes or the production processes for this album.
For sure. I feel like every song has kind of started a bit differently. Felix is probably definitely the largest songwriter of the four of us, and then I think everyone contributes in their own way. But in terms of the recording process, I think that Felix alluded earlier about a lot of the recording was done, or the demoing was done, at Ollie's kind of place at Avoca. But from there, kind of changing the song, turning this into a fully fledged idea, I think Belvedere has always been very thematic and very dramatic as well. And I think that in the production, I think the goal from Felix and Sinead and Ollie pushing me is to kind of, look, don't be afraid to dive really deep into something. And, you know, like if we're talking about a well, like we're going to put Felix at the bottom of that well and it's going to reflect off every wall. And if you're standing at the top, maybe then you'll kind of hear what he's saying. And I think that, yeah, the production, you know, Belvedere has kind of been my ability to grow as a producer. So I think that, you know, you can kind of see my growth from the start of the project to now this kind of album coming out. I think that a lot of the lessons that I've learned and things that I've explored really and kind of the style that I have has come from Felix and Ollie and Sinead pushing me to go, hey, you know what? We should put more distortion on the vocal.
Yeah.
You know what? We should make everything sound like it's not coming from a human.
No, that's you can. I can so tell when I'm hearing the album, like the vocals, Felix's vocals hit, like they're so, you can feel them like in your bones.
You
even the bass lines, the riffs and the drumming, I'm just naming everything really. yeah, it all sounds very like full, I guess, not knowing really what a whole lot of the producer lingo is. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay, good, good. I wanted to ask a little bit about the influences of this album. I like, obviously, many others like to listen to any song and kind of pick apart what they might be listening to when they, you know, put that to tape. On this album, you've got elements of post-punk, post-hardcore. It's quite industrial and noisy at many points. There's even some songs on the back end that are a little bit more atmospheric, I guess you could say. And I thought I might go one by one in saying maybe what's one big artist or song that you might have been listening to in the course of recording some of the songs for this album. So Alex, I thought I'd start with you.
I definitely loved listening to a lot of Idols. I think that Idols, Felix kind of, I think that like the hardcore sound that we kind of channel comes from a lot of them. And I think that in some of the production, especially for Greyhound that we just heard, Car Crash was a song by Idols that I heard after Felix or Sinead had recommended it. And I just knew, oh, we have to pull from this. This is the kind of type of vibe that we're going for.
Yeah. So. Yeah, nice. Ollie?
I am actually like, I've always been like an alt rock indie guy, so I kind of got pulled into the band as not being kind of remotely familiar with post hardcore. So I don't really know if any of my, so the way that the writing process often works, and so Big Boy is a good example. One of the tracks off the album is like, I wrote guitar parts for that and then texted Felix like a week later and went, dude, I hate what I did. Like, I just, it doesn't work because it's just, it doesn't fit. Like,
yeah.
Felix writes really uniquely weird guitar parts. But it's always like, it's got such a character to me.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'll just write something and be like, dude, can you, like, take what I got and just, like, fuck it up a little bit? Can you, like, make this more wrong? So, yeah, I don't think, like, I've always loved, like, Gang of Youths and the more that kind of world of of tunes. So it's,
you did say before that you were the MJ Lindemann of the band while that Wednesday song was playing.
I do love me some MJ Lindemann, but that's actually because of you. because of Felix, that I got super into MJ Lindemann.
Okay, that's a good segue then.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Felix.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Belvedere has been like, I'm not like these guys. I don't have more than one band. So it's just a melting pot of everything. Because I love country music. Like, that's my big thing is I love sitting around with a banjo and just like noodling away. So like a lot of, yeah, like MJ Lindemann and then people like Nick Shoulders and Willie Carlisle, like those guys, I think lyrically for me, especially like as the lyricist of the band, like writing songs for me has always been like a country music intention. Like a lot of my lyrics will start with an acoustic guitar because it's just how I understand music. So those kind of guys are my big influence there. But then sonically, yeah, bands like Idols and obviously like Fontaines more recently, but then also like people like Machine Girl doing like like how noisy can you get, and that kind of stuff is great. And then my big band that I've like loved since I was probably like 8 has always been Modest Mouse. Just the way that, and I think that's kind of reflected for us, is the way that he blends a lot of those country kind of influences. He's got heaps of banjo and he's got heaps of like slide guitar and that kind of stuff and trumpets and a lot of like folk instrumentation played like an insane person. And like he's screaming, but he also has these really like soft moments. And I think I loved that. And that's been like my biggest influence, is like how raw and how rough can you make these rather natural sounding instruments and then like really meld those two worlds, like having bands like Machine Girl and then these like soft country artists. Like that's that kind of reflection. I think Modest Mouse was a big influence of like, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's just, you either have to be like a bit nuts, like a la Isaac Brock, or you just have to be really like musically talented. And I think I've been very fortunate and I've got a band that I can give them that idea and be like, here's this like country noodly thing. I want it to sound like, you know, Car Crash by Idols. And then Alex is like,
all right, man.
Okay. And then like walks away for an hour and I'll like sit on his couch while he's just doing his thing. And then he comes back. He's like, here's what I've done. Blah, 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 blah. And like, you know, we'll run it through my pedals 3 times through.
Yeah.
And then say, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a track off the aforementioned nuts, I guess you'd say, Modest Mouse. This song that I'm going to play right here is called March Into the Sea. It came out, what was the year? 2007, off their album We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. You're listening to 2SER right now, and I am chatting to Belvedere, who put out their new album on Friday. We're chatting their influences and that new album. So I'm going to hit play on this Modest Mouse track right now.
Dude, salty and mean. Oh, treat me like a seal, so salty and mean. Well, treat me like those things, like the rats and the fleas. Bang your head like a gong, cause you call it all wrong with your tongue. Clang, 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 clang. Coming down like the trees, like the lumber. Oh, we drag me out of the sea and then teach me to breathe. Give me forest health till I wish death on myself. Give me forest health till I wish death on myself.
Modest Mouse right there with March Into the Sea. That is, of course, not a new song, but we can make exceptions when we're talking about the influences of certain bands that we bring into the studio. And that is what I'm doing right now with Belvedere. We've got Ollie, Alex, and Felix. I've got it right there. And you guys are playing two shows in Sydney, but you're doing a little bit of a regional tour in the next 2 months. The first tour, as I mentioned before, that's this Saturday at the Sneaky Possum, and the second is on the 16th of August at the Vanguard. The Vanguard show, that might be your final show ever, if I'm correct. What can we expect off these upcoming shows?
I think it's like our last show. I think it's going to be the best production we've ever done. I think as a band, we're the tightest we've ever been. We've had a lot of time to kind of walk away from the stage and kind of like really hone what we're doing and make sure that the songs, first off, sound good. But then, yeah, this is it. And we've always said, or I've always said, that we're a band where it's whether the music is good or not, it's no one can say we didn't give it 100%. Like, we are 100% effort, whether it's 0% talent or not. So it's kind of like these shows, if I walk off stage, I'll be disappointed. I want to, like, we're hoping that it ends there. You know, we're just on stage until there's nothing left.
If Felix is not pulled apart, yeah, if he's not, like, pulled apart in the crowd, then yeah, there's an issue.
Are you going to do anything crazy, do you think?
I don't know.
We don't want to give anything.
I don't want to give too much away, but I feel like, yeah, in our shows that we play typically, I'm in the crowd. Like, I bring the mic with me.
We're going to give Felix a Britney Spears moment. He's going to have a headset mic. We're going to make sure that
you'll have some people carrying all the cables over you.
Well, I think that's the thing. Like, that was the last show we played at the Lansdowne, was when we released our EP, and I spent half of that show in the crowd getting absolutely tossed. And so I think it's going to be that. It's going to be as much energy as we physically can bring, which is what we pride ourselves on. Because, yeah, I don't know. It's what we're good at, I think. I think the thing is, it's like we just want to be as honest as we can. And I think a lot of these songs are quite charged emotionally and both, like, energetically. So I think all we can really promise anyone is as much as we can give, really.
Well, you're listening to 2SER right now. I've been chatting to Ollie, Felix, and Alex of Belvedere. They released their new album, At Rest, on Friday. And if you like the sound of the song that I played before, I've got another one coming up as well. You can catch them this weekend at the Sneaky Possum. And they're playing some shows as well in Wollongong and Newcastle as well. So if you just head to their Instagram, you can find everything there. Yeah, as I said, if you like the sound of that song, even maybe if you liked the sound of Felix's voice or didn't like the sound of his voice, you can do whatever you want to him in the crowd, because that's where he'll be spending his time.
Human punching bag.
Yep. So yeah, you can do what you want to him. Maybe say hi, shake his hand. I don't know what he'll do.
Scream at his face.
Something crazy. Anyway, the song that I'm going to play right now, it's called Big Boy. Again, another one of the songs off this new album. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
see.